Now, speaking of the moon being up in the sky, Stuart, we've got this rather nice question from Aaron, who says, how far above ground does the sky actually begin? And does it end at some point in space?
Yeah, so first bits first, where does the sky begin? Well, it kind of begins where the ground stops being. It's just outside, it's where the atmosphere is. If you want to go into a legal side of it, you could also argue that, you know, actually planes are not allowed to fly below 150, 300 metres. So a lot of discussions about drones and making sure you don't fly there. But the sky begins at ground level. Where it ends, well, that kind of depends on what you think. So actually it's fuzzy. There is no clear boundary where we say that's the edge of the Earth's atmosphere. It extends out huge distances. There's something called the exosphere, which is this huge ball of low density gas that extends something around 10,000 kilometers up into the sky. Bear in mind that the width of the Earth is 12,000 kilometers, so to give you a size, that's huge. But a lot of people like to define it as being, or outer space to be defined at around 100 kilometers or 62 miles.
So just to clarify then, you're saying that there are vestiges of the Earth's atmosphere out there at least 10,000 kilometers above the Earth?
I know, incredible distances apart. It's the bits that you could still consider to have some kind of influence and link to the Earth. Beyond that, of course, there is some limit, at which point there'll be no more particles, and you can argue there is no influence of the Earth.
I mean, we know this happens because satellites slow down in orbit over time, don't they? And that's presumably because there is drag against these vestiges of the Earth's atmosphere out there.
Exactly, and that means that they have to be high enough to do that. And my favourite thing is, if you want to become an astronaut, you need to pass the Kármán line, and that is the point where you go above 62 kilometres, about 100 miles, and then you can get your astronaut wings.
Brilliant. Right, well, I'll put that on my list of things to do.